The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we'll open today's episode talking about the North Carolina State Fair. It's been announced that it's canceled this year due to coronavirus concerns. State Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler said the department polled fairgoers from previous years to find out if they would attend this year and found that many would not due to the coronavirus. The state fair is a tradition we all look forward to each year. It's a vital economic engine for local nonprofits, community groups, small businesses, and individuals. It's a time for family and friends to come together to celebrate everything that makes North Carolina such a great place to live. We waited as long as we could, hoping the numbers would take a turn and we'd be able to continue with our planning, but each day brought more challenges than solutions. That from Steve Troxler, State Agriculture Commissioner. The fair was scheduled to take place October 15th through the 25th in Raleigh. Despite the fair's cancellation, there will be junior livestock shows and horse shows in October. Troxler said to expect more drive-through state fair food events at the fairgrounds, which have proven to be popular events. The state fair attracted more than 938,000 people over its 11-day run last year. This would have been the 153rd state fair. The cancellation is the first since World War II. Recently, the North Carolina Mountain State Fair was canceled due to coronavirus concerns, and Winston-Salem has canceled the Carolina Classic Fair, formerly known as the Dixie Classic Fair. It was planned for October 2nd through the 11th. All right, let's check out the lineup for at Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. The DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street or in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. The first event coming up Thursday, August 27th, and all of these dates and appearances are fluid, as they say. We are not sure at this particular point that the program will go on or may, in fact, be postponed. But anyway, right now, Thursday, August 27th, it's Cody Coe and Noel Miller, Tiny Meat Gang, Global Domination. After finding viral success on Vine and YouTube, Cody and Noel have built an empire under their Tiny Meat Gang umbrella, which now includes their award-winning weekly comedy podcast, live events, original music, merchandise, and more. Then we go on to Thursday, November 12th, Eliza, the Forever Tour. Friday, November 13th, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour, Go Big or Go Home. Wednesday, December 30th, 2020 through Sunday, January 24th, 2021. It's the much-anticipated return of Hamilton. The story of America told then by America Now, featuring a score that blends hip-hop, jazz, R&B, and Broadway. Hamilton has taken the story of American founding father Alexander Hamilton and created a revolutionary moment in the theater, a musical that has had a profound impact on culture, politics, and education. Additionally, coming up Tuesday through Sunday, January 26th through the 31st, the band's visit. Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd through the 7th, Escape to Margaritaville. Thursday, February 11th, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. And then Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, It's Pretty Woman, the musical. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number there, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. And once again, we will talk about the fluidity of the dates for these programs. Who knows? Right now, the first event is scheduled at Carolina Theater on Friday, August 21st. It's Chatham Rabbits. This is a CD release concert. Singer-songwriters Austin and Sarah McCombie have released a new album, The Yoke is Easy, The Burden is Full. Co-written by the married couple and true to Chatham Rabbits' roots, the lyrics tell stories of real, raw people doing the best they can with the life they're living. Then we go to the end of September. It's a Tuesday, the 29th, Catapult Magic Shadows. This is recommended for grades K through 12, and America's Got Talent finalist from season 8. Catapult is a magical production that features incredible dancers who work behind a screen to create shadow silhouettes of shapes from the world around us. Showtime is 3:20. Thursday, October 1st, Donde Esta Juana, recommended for grades K through 5. October 17th, it's Gregory Porter. And every ticket for the show includes a CD copy of Porter's new album, All Rise. Tuesday, October 20th, Andes Manta, or the Music of the Andes. The show starts at 1:50. Monday, November 16th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, recommended for grades K through 8. Showtime is 1:50. Friday, November 20th, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, the Traveler Tour. Gone is the young Louisiana gunslinger who erupted onto the early 90s scene with his Burn It Down guitar solos and gut punch songcraft. The man he's become is even more magnetic, still pushing his Fender Strat where others fear to fret. Tuesday, December 1st, Exploring Hip-Hop and Music History with Jonathan Blanchard, recommended for grades K through 12. Curtain goes up at 1:50. Thursday, December 3rd, Chris Botti. Since the release of his acclaimed CD, When I Fall in Love, Chris has become the largest-selling American instrumental artist. Friday, December 11th, Triangle Youth Ballet, The Nutcracker, Act 2, recommended for grades K through 12, and the performance starts at 1:50. And Saturday, January 2nd, the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble, Sound in Motion. This is celebrating its 37th season. This is an 11 p.m. performance. Who knew, huh? Okay. Red Hat Amphitheater. And there are now no concerts listed for the rest of the 2020 season. Everything has moved to next year. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Wednesday, September 9th, KISS and their End of the Road World Tour is set for, again, Wednesday, September 9th. But we're not sure about this one. Coastal Credit Union Music Park shows it as still on the schedule, but a website suggests most of the dates for the rest of this year have been postponed until next year. Then at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, we've only got two events. Saturday, August 29th is Tacos and Taps, and Friday, November 13th, the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. And we're going to move now to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number, 919-996-8700. And once again, we remind you that all these dates are fluid, depending on what happens concerning the coronavirus. Sunday, September 6th, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia at Memendi Concert Hall. Friday, October 2nd, an R-rated magic show. This is not Grandpa's magic show. Tricks, antics, pranks, stunts, wisecracks, buffoonery. All brought to you by one of the most compelling entertainers of his generation. Side-splitting comedy and mind-blowing magic are brought into the spotlight by comedy magician Grant Freeman. Friday, October 2nd, it is Scary Mommy Live, Scary Mommy Live. Mama needs a night out, and we've got just what you're looking for. This all-new live show featuring hilarious stand-up comedy, exclusive videos, and cameos from your favorite Scary Mommy personalities brings the laughs, the wit, and the holy moly, you just read my mind humor that you love about Scary Mommy. This is at Memendi Concert Hall. Wednesday, October 28th, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, North Carolina Museum of History Foundation's 2020 Distinguished Lecture Series event with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist George Will. This happens at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Wednesday, November 11th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 13th, Gilberto Santa Rosa. He is a Puerto Rican bandleader and singer of salsa and bolero. He's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 15th and 17th, Mozart, The Magic Flute. This is from the North Carolina Opera, and it's at Memorial Auditorium. And Saturday, January 23rd, it's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and that's at Fletcher Opera Theater. PNC Arena, tickets can be purchased at the arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. And again, we mentioned the fact that the dates are not set in stone and could change at any time based on what's going on with events in relation to the coronavirus. Friday, October 2nd, Festival of Laughs, featuring some more Gary Owen, Lavelle Crawford, Tony Rock, DC Youngfly, and Carlos Miller. The lineup is subject to change, as is everything else. Then nothing the rest of 2020. The first event in 2021 right now is Tuesday, March 23rd, and that's Michael Bublé. Still no word on if or when tickets might go on sale for the Holiday Express at Pullen Park in Raleigh. Ticket sales for this very popular event were postponed because of COVID-19, and no new date has been scheduled. Officials say the status of the event and ticket sales will be shared on the Holiday Express webpage and through @RaleighParks social media. The Holiday Express tickets are fast sellers, often selling out within an hour or so of going on sale. Such a hot ticket. All right, let's take a look at Carolina music festivals. And once again, these dates are very fluid. Some of the events, their websites only talk about 2019. So we're not sure if they've canceled the 2020 event or not. So here we go with what is scheduled currently. September 5th and 6th, African American Cultural Festival of Raleigh and Wake County. September 6th, New River Blues Festival, that's in Grassy Creek. September 10th through the 12th, Music Fest at Blue Bear Mountain, and that's in the community of Todd. September 10th through the 12th, SOS Music Fest in Cherokee. September 11 and 12, the Leaf Downtown Asheville. September 11 through the 13th, the North Carolina Folk Festival in Greensboro. It is doing online only this year. September 12, Rock the Beach Festival at Carolina Beach. September 12, Pickin' by the Lake in Roxboro. Also September 12, Blowing Rock Music Festival. They also on the 12th, Stokes Stomp Festival on the Dan. This is in Danbury. And September 12th, Harmon Field Music Festival in Tryon. September 19th, Groove in the Garden, Raleigh Little Theater's Rose Garden. Again, not sure if that is still scheduled or if it has been postponed, as is all these on the schedule. September 20th, Beach Fest in Selma. September 24th through the 26th, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver's Bluegrass Festival in Denton. September 25 and 26th, we have three events listed for those two dates. Carolina in the Fall Music and Food Festival in Wilkesboro. Marcus King Band Family Reunion in Black Mountain. And Carolina Jubilee in Harmony. September 25th through the 27th, Asheville, Barnaroo, and Lester. September 26th, it's Groove Jam in Greensboro. September 26th as well, the North Carolina Cuegrass Festival in Raleigh. And finally, September 29th through October 3rd, it's the IBMA World of Bluegrass in Raleigh. But it is an online-only event this year. So all of the aforementioned Carolina music festivals may be online and may go ahead, but they may not. So you should try to check with anything that you were planning to go to make sure that it is still scheduled. And that list for Carolina music festivals, once again, very, very fluid. Okay, at the Ritz, the club is located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. For more information, call 919-424-1400 or online at ritzraleigh.com. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Okay, Sunday, August 16th, Steel Panther Rock Down in the Lockdown. That starts at 5. Thursday, September 17th, Sirius XM Yacht Rock Radio presents Yacht Rock Review at 8:30. Friday, September 25th, the Revivalist Into the Stars Tour. Then we jump to Wednesday, November 18th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy, Sugar, Spice, and Everything Ice Tour. Friday, December 4th, Milky Chance Mind the Moon Tour 2020. And then nothing until March of 2021. And as I've stated over and over again, that is subject to change. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-821-4111. Saturday, August 22nd, it's the Future Birds Road to Floyd Fest 2020. No dates are currently scheduled during September, but that could change. Thursday, October 8th, the Steel Woods at 8. And Friday, October 30th, Jack Harlow at 8 o'clock. Okay, the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. The phone number, 919-821-1120. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Two dates, Friday, September 18th, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles with Death Wish. And then Saturday, March 13th, Southern Culture on the Skids. Looking at Carytown events, 2021 Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. This is the 20th season and marks the 9th anniversary of the series in the restored Historic Cary Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. We move all the way to November. It's a Friday, November 13th. Emil Pandolfi presents Music of the Night with special guest vocalist Dana Russell. This seasoned Steinway pianist connects with his audiences on a very personal level as he shares his love of life, laughter, and music. In Music of the Night, Emil and Dana span decades of blockbuster music from musicals and classic films. The show features songs by Andrew Lloyd Webber, Rodgers and Hammerstein, John Barry, John Williams, and more. Friday, January 8th, it's Blue Jupiter. This group is the cutting edge of a cappella. January 15th, which is a Friday night, Nina Simone, No Fear, and Blues Long Gone. Sunday, March 21st, Time for Three. That's the Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. The 2020-2021 Marvelous Music Family Series, all shows at the Cary Arts Center, and they're on Saturdays. Starting September 19th, the Story Ship presents Aliens Alive. While on a routine mission aboard the Story Ship rocket, Captain Starfield discovers his lead scientists had been kidnapped by aliens. The audience must help get her back by unraveling musical and mathematical messages. Audience members will help by assisting with magic tricks, singing songs, moving to the music, and navigating the rescue rocket with special controls. This event starts at 10 a.m. October 17th, the Fairy Tales of Grimm, presented by Atlantic Coast Theater for Youth, which brings tales such as the Bremen-town musicals, Rapunzel, Hansel and Gretel, and Snow White to the stage, in a classical 19th century theatrical melodrama. This fun-filled show is loaded with laughs and audience participation. The curtain goes up at 11 a.m. December 19th, there's a bonus performance. Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful, condensed, narrated version of the holiday classic. January 16th in Cary, American or African-American Heroes and Sheroes. This is presented by Linda Gorham. Gorham brings to light the stories of the following African-American heroes and sheroes whose actions and or experiences made a positive impact on our country. Rosa Parks, Ruby Bridges, the Little Rock Nine, young Barack Obama, and young Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Learning about our nation's history helps preserve the past, clarify our identities and self-worth, and create empathy for the struggles for those who came before us. And that starts at 11. Also in Cary, Cary's Park After Dark, and no event scheduled the rest of the season. Cary Live, only one date at the downtown park, Saturday, October 17th. It's a free event. Starlight Concert Series, canceled. Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival, canceled. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park, the free concerts held monthly on Friday evenings, September 4th, Jake Potter, and October 2nd, Ed Stevenson. Cary's Downtown Chowdown, only one on the schedule, and it is set for Sunday, October 11th. The food truck rally is held along Academy Street. Okay, moving on to other events occurring in the region. We've got two popular North Carolina craft beer festivals will not be happening this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Brugaloo, the next festival is scheduled for April 23rd and 24th next year. And Beericana, which is held presently annually at Sugg Farm in Holly Springs, will also not be happening this year. Spectrum Center in Charlotte, if you enjoy visiting for events at Spectrum Center in Charlotte, scheduled events have been moved to 2021. And Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium only has a concert listed with Garth Brooks, his Dive Bar Stadium Tour, on Saturday, October 10. And if you were planning to go to anything that you thought was scheduled at Greensboro Coliseum, that is not happening. No event scheduled at the Greensboro Coliseum until next year. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.